Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 9, verse 42. Jesus said, "If you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone hung around your neck." In saying this, Jesus may have been talking about children, but it's quite likely that he was talking about new Christians. His concern was to protect the vulnerable, and he had some very challenging things to say. He was fiercely angry at the thought of anyone deliberately tripping up someone in their faith. Whether a person is young, disabled, poor, illiterate, or simply new to the faith, is totally unacceptable for anyone to take advantage of them. I'm delighted that we live in days when safeguarding is such a high priority. A vast amount of energy is expended in churches and charities in order to ensure that good practice is followed. It's hugely expensive in money and time, but it's all worth it because everyone matters, and we need to take a special care for those who are the most vulnerable. That's Jesus' way. He is the one who offers good news to everyone, not just the strong and confident. Jesus then went even further by telling his disciples that if their hand or foot caused them to sin, they should cut it off, and if their eyes were the problem, they should gouge them out. I've never heard of a church that practiced this, and I don't believe that that was Jesus' intention. I believe he wanted to impress upon his followers then and now that we mustn't play games with the kingdom of God. Following Jesus is so serious that we need to ensure that we do everything we can to obey his commands. And if we need to completely change our lives in order to align with his will, then that's what we should do. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you need to care for the vulnerable in your own community? And now let's pray together. Loving Lord Jesus, thank you that you invite us to follow you. Help us to do so with our whole hearts and never to do anything that might cause someone else to stumble. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.